The greatest leaders are fundamentally no different from you and me. They choose certain ways to behave, either through instinct or education, formal and informal. Great paragons of leadership forge new paths to bring about something remarkable, all because they have one thing in common. People are willing to follow them. Seriously, break it down. Isn't leadership simply the act of leading others toward something? If you want to be followed, you must convince and inspire others to believe that you are worth following. It's all right there in the job title. But if you're like most leaders out there, you have a problem. A study by Gallup found that only 15% of workers say they are highly involved in and enthusiastic about their work and workplace. Furthermore, it's estimated that actively disengaged employees cost the United States $483 billion to $605 billion per year in lost productivity. So that's not great. Not only that, but there's a widespread issue with trust. The Edelman Trust Barometer comes out every year and reports on people's feelings about trust and credibility. It has shown that trust in our traditional institutions is consistently lackluster. Whether we're talking about CEOs, experts, or traditional media, the revered gatekeepers and trust signals are now being questioned more than ever. But that's not all. Job stress is also climbing. A survey of nearly 2,000 professionals conducted by Korn Ferry also asked professionals up and down an organization about the impact workplace stress had on them. More than three quarters of the respondents, 76%, say stress at work has had a negative impact on their personal relationship, and 66% say that they have lost sleep due to work stress. A small but significant number, 16%, say they have quit a job due to stress. The largest source of current stress? Bosses. The survey shows 35% of the respondents say that their boss is their biggest source of stress at work, and 80% say a change in leadership, such as a new direct manager or someone higher up in the org chart, impacts their stress level. Study after study shows that the problem is bad, and it's getting worse. Much of this is brought on, or at least exacerbated, by technology. The world is changing around us because things are moving faster than ever before. Technology has allowed for more jobs to be performed remotely. Although this is great in some ways, it has produced a few notable consequences. Wages are driven down because less expensive global talent is available, and remote workers can also often feel isolated from their peers and disengage easily. Employee retention has become more challenging as new technologies have opened up the communication and information visibility landscape. This means that your team can find new opportunities, that your competitors have greater access to privately communicate with your employees. Do you have what it takes to keep your best employees, or will they be lured away? For many, leadership is just something that comes with their title. It's something they were dropped into and that they do without passion or purpose. To those people, I would humbly submit that leadership is more than just an afterthought. An employee who feels disrespected, unappreciated, or disengaged at work brings that energy home with them. In some cases, they may not have a healthy outlet for those feelings. What happens at work doesn't just stay at work. The days of compartmentalizing each aspect of our lives is rapidly eroding because our always-on smartphone culture has changed the boundaries of where work and life are supposed to balance. We've seen the unhealthy effects of that behavior, and although our leadership cannot solve all of the world's problems, it certainly can help. As a leader, you can make a safe environment for your team. You can alleviate stress rather than cause it, and you can make people feel valued in the place that they spend the vast majority of their waking hours each day. You can be an ethical compass and inspire your team to be a force for good, even after they clock out. This has been an excerpt from my forthcoming book, The Lovable Leader, due out January 2022. If you are interested in pre-ordering the book and joining the waitlist or joining my launch team, please see the links in the show notes. Thanks for listening. I'll see you again next time. Thank you for listening. This has been Becoming Superhuman, the podcast, which is an audio version of my newsletter that comes out every Monday and Thursday with insights and explorations into how we can collectively unlock our potential, do work that matters, and change the world. If you like what I'm doing and you want to support my work as an independent creator, please consider signing up for my paid newsletter, where you will get access to my private Discord server, a whole host of resources on Notion, including valuable templates, reading lists, suggested tools and apps, along with a whole lot more. And finally, paid subscribers get access to both open office hours, where they can talk through challenges in branding, leadership, culture change, marketing, and sales, as well as productivity, as well as members-only quarterly webinars. If you are interested in supporting my work as an independent creator, please go to jeffgibbard.com/plus. I hope to see you on the next episode of Becoming Superhuman. Thanks again for listening. This podcast is part of the Shareable Podcast Network. Learn more at shareable.fm.